Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Welcome into the Boomer Bunker. Hello, everybody. Episode 129? No, 229.
226?
227? Whatever. No, because we had the impromptu one on Sunday.
Oh, but that was...
No, I put it on both. I put it on both feeds. I'm tricky that way.
Okay. But you brought it up originally under Jamingo.
So I did. We recorded it under Jamingo rules because it was just going to be an impromptu thing on a Sunday night. But you showed up and it turned out to be a pretty good episode. So we figured...
It sure did.
Why waste it? Let's throw it up there. Have some fun with it.
Now I have to edit the graphics for next because I put this as 226.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. 226 and a half? 0.5?
All right. Anyhow, I'm one of your hosts, John Jamingo. And alongside me, the Duchess.
Good evening. How is everybody?
Well, I got to tell you.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm a little... My ADHD brain is scrambled today. Can't focus on anything. Was trying to set up the stream and do all the stuff that we do to get ready for the show. And I just got... There was like all kinds of shiny things floating around taking me away from... Taking my attention away from doing this.
I get that.
Yeah. So
I had that pesky work thing keeping me distracted.
Oh, well, that work thing, that sucks.
It's so rude. I have so much stuff I want to do. Work.
And I even stayed up late last night to get my work done. So I didn't have to work today. I just had this to do today. And then like searching for content, everything was the kicker from Kansas City.
Oh.
Harrison...
Butker. Close.
He kicks the hell out of the ball.
He's an amazing kicker.
He's one of the best kickers in the NFL. He
certainly is.
He's very Catholic Christian.
Very much so.
They asked him to speak at a commencement at a college. I don't know the name of the college. I don't even care.
It's Christian college, right?
A Christian college.
Sure. Yep.
And he went there with a Christian message. And he said that women, you're leaving now and you must be really excited to get on with your life and have children and be a wife. All right. And he didn't say, he didn't say to guys, you know, have children and be a husband. He didn't say that. Mm. He said, you know, be a wife, have children. And then he stepped on that landmine of the LGBTQ apostrophe, ampersand, poop emoji community.
Yes.
And he basically, and he didn't say it, he kind of ended around saying that it was I'm trying to remember how he put it. It was more like a pride thing when you're not prideful. For the Lord. Okay, so he basically took a shot at the LGBTQ community. You can't do that. Well, I mean, you can. I'm done with them. I'm done with the LGBTQEIEIO community.
XYZPDQ.
Right, because in another, 14 days? We're 15 days.
We'll have a whole month.
We got a whole month of fucking nonsense. Like, we have to celebrate them. What's the big deal?
What's the deal?
What's the deal with the gays?
The alphabet soup people.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sparky.
The alphabet people. I mean, really? The LMA. Oh, wait a minute. Bob has it.
LMFAO
community. Right. So, I mean, why do you need to be celebrated? What is the big deal? I don't understand it. But anyhow, every woman that could get in front of a camera today decided to go and give this guy an earful and tell us what they think. starting with these two yappy broads.
Harrison Butker.
I think it's Butker, which is just hilarious.
Just in butt face. Harrison Buttface.
Harrison Butthole.
Yeah. Burn.
Okay. So Harrison Butker, I guess, is a kicker for the Chiefs. Harrison Butker gave a commencement speech to a college, Catholic college.
I think it was like Benedictine.
And Catholic college, whatever, gave a speech that I think the intention was to say that, like men need to live up to their expectations and provide for their families and, like, be good men and, like, you know, I don't know. It all came across very weird.
Why is that weird?
Because they're not used to that.
Why is it that men should be, you know, a provider and a protector of their families?
That's not the
It's all very weird.
From.
Right.
It's weird to them.
Listen.
They don't know what that is.
It's okay. You can say whatever you want about the men. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
I understand that.
Then he said something about the women. Get ready to clutch your pearls, ladies.
Started getting into women should, like, be look forward to being homemakers. We need more women who are wanting to have
like,
children.
He was like, I know you guys are all probably looking forward to your degrees and your advancements in your jobs, but what you should really be looking forward to is motherhood.
Being a wife. Yeah, being a wife and whatever. It was very antiquated.
How about we bring that back? You know how we're bringing sexy back? No? We should.
Finish your rant. Finish your rant.
Well, you're a wife, a mother.
Yes.
You have a job.
Yes. Podcaster extraordinaire.
You're a podcaster. You're a fitness influencer. I mean, you do all those things.
Right.
What do you think is your most important job out of all that?
So when you say my most important job, meaning now? I mean, because things change through your life. Like, of course, if I made the decision to have children, no one told me that I should have children. So, and that my children, of course, are the most important things to me. Of course, because I made the decision to do it. I didn't need a man at a commencement speech after I earned my degree to tell me, good job, go home, have kids. Do a real job.
Is that what he did? You know. Is that what he said?
Maybe
I just think
exactly
he said you
like
must
that.
Be excited for the next part of your life about getting married, raising children, being a wife.
Okay.
I'm drowning you out. I said a word. I'm letting Duchess speak. How dare you say that? That's not true.
Well,
I'm just trying to figure
again,
out.
This was the Sparky
oh, her mic is lower
low.
Than mine. Why is your mic lower than mine?
I don't know, but
let me check your
our
makeup.
Very kind audience is letting you know this.
Oh, okay.
And you yell at them. So rude. Oh, I'm sorry, Jason.
Hey, I'm going to do an Eric. Hey, explain yourself in the chat. Explain yourself in the chat.
Be better.
Be better at chatting. You know, when you say something that I don't understand because I'm a moron, it makes me look dumb. Stop that.
I have not unplugged this microphone since, Bob. I'm going to tell you that.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for explaining that better. So a moron like myself can understand.
Yes. All right. So no one would snip it and send it out.
All right. So back to the horrible Christian.
I understand the audience he's addressing. He's addressing most likely similar minded. But as if I was at that point, a 22-year-old, whatever age, young woman sitting in that crowd, excited, I have a degree and I'm going to go out and get a job. And then my commencement speaker, who's there supposed to encourage you and relate to you and basically, you know, provide that whole, the world is your oyster type thing, said, good job. Now, you know, have babies. Like, I mean, he didn't say it specifically, but the takeaway was, you know, your best job is to be a wife and a mother to all these young women who worked hard to get their degrees.
So it's okay. So I'm going to play
because the standard for men to be a husband and a provider is to go out, work, provide for the family.
Correct.
These young ladies who maybe want to be providers for their house, for their household, maybe they don't know what their plans are or to have children or anything like that. Then what, they're supposed to just not all the money they spent on their degrees, like, oh, well. Like, that's, so it's very mixed. To me, it was a very mixed message, and it was very pointedly directed at women. Not quite.
Women!
Okay. So, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. So I'm going to be the misogynist asshole here. Ooh, and I'm going to say, all right, I'm going to say that the most important job that women have is raising good, capable, intelligent kids that will be a productive member of society. It's on you. It's on you, you ladies, because we'll kill them. John's going to mansplain.
Thank you.
Fucking
you
right
to tell
I
me
am.
What my best job is. Good I job. Didn't say,
no,
you.
I didn't say you, although you are a woman, so you're
you,
included in this.
You, meaning women. You women, listen women up. Let me tell are, you how to live your lives.
Women are, the women are our future. Where was that song?
Whitney Houston.
The women it's are children. Our future. The children are our future.
She believes the children.
The children are our future, and they need to be raised by somebody. They future can't be raised by men. We'll fucking have, most of them will die. Right? It's not, you're better at it. So now what? We're supposed to sit there and just say, well, okay, never mind. We'll let these little fucking rugrats raise themselves.
Well, what if they don't want to have rugrats at all?
That's fine. But don't have
okay.
them.
Okay. Does that make them lesser of a race if they're not doing their most important job? Okay. If they're not doing the most important job that you literally have just said, that's the most important job.
The
can
most
they go out
important,
and actually have a job?
Yeah, sure they can. As soon as the kids are old enough to go to school. All right. Hey, Patriot Nick, I was just thinking about you, dude. I must have sent you a subliminal message all the way up into Maine. I don't know about any of these strong, independent women, but I take pride in having and raising my children. At the end of our days, our children are our legacy. Yes.
If you choose to have them.
Okay.
Okay.
If you choose to have children. I see, this is the thing. This is what women do. They move the goalposts. And I'm going to say this because he never said.
Because we can.
He never said every woman should go out and, he said, you women, it must be exciting to go out and have, you know, children. And because it is one of the most fulfilling things in life. Wouldn't you say that you
is it?
Is it? I'm asking you as a mother of two
yeah,
children.
Yeah, you took a dump 2 weeks ago and that was the most fulfilling thing you did. So like.
I did? Please. <You're>
going- what did Didn't I? Did you take a massive dump? And you were like, that was like the most fulfilling thing you've done?
Oh, me, yes. Well, hell, when you don't shit for four days, yes, that's quite an accomplishment.
And it doesn't matter if someone makes the decision to end their family line. That's archaic. There's a comment that says, if you don't, you are willingly ending your family line. So?
Well, what happens if so a what? Guy, what happens if a guy has like seven daughters?
What happens if a family of an only son has two daughters?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So the line stops. So
the line
what?
Stops. So what?
So fucking what?
It's no big deal. Really is no
big
deal.
You spread your DNA. It's not a last name. It's a DNA.
Right.
Has nothing to do with the last name.
I agree with that. But I don't, like I said. So anyhow, these two yappy broads, I don't know if we still, let's see if I can get through this.
Extremely.
Very ironic of a man to be saying that about
totally.
A woman's lifestyle.
Everything about it was kind of nuts. And we're bringing it up.
You know, it's so funny that a man can't say anything about a woman, but I'll tell you what, women sure do have a lot of, no problem talking about a man's life and what a man can say and what a man should do and what a man shouldn't do. It's okay for them.
Some women do. I don't do that. I don't believe I do. I try not to be that way.
Okay.
Because everybody's situation is different. And I think it's also, there is some generational differences between these two young ladies that are talking and myself, so...
All right, so Mr. Soft Weekly, I think it's Mr. Weekly. He's over on Rumble.
Good.
And he says that he believes the children are our future. Treat them right and let them lead the way. Give them the sense of pride to make it easier. He has three daughters and one son.
Oh, God bless you. All right. Okay, let's invoke the Lord. God bless him. Since, you know, we're on the subject.
He has an opinion. This is his opinion, all right? Mm-hmm. So you know what you say? Hey, listen, I don't really kind of agree with this, but fair enough.
It would have been, I would have been a little disheartened to hear it. Like
really?
that would not have been, to me, that would not seem the most inspirational. Not that he shouldn't come and have that speech. I think that's great. Maybe for a commencement speech. not so much. But if he was going to come to speak as to family values or anything to come to the campus itself, that I think that would have been a great message. Because then people could have chosen to see that. But these kids are all graduating. So they're sitting there, and maybe that's not the message they would like to have heard.
All right. So then we go on to this lady here.
This is a message for Jason and Kylie Kelsey, because I know that you guys are outraged at this Harrison Bucky situation as much as I am. And I'm
Bucky? Okay.
How does she know that Kylie and Jason are as outraged at his comments as she is? How does she know that? I mean, that's a big jump there, lady.
Of course.
But I got to find out why she's so upset.
I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. Jason,
Oh, that's why you're upset. You're a Buffalo Bills fan. I get it now. Over for whatever. All right.
You know how much fun you had at the Buffalo Bills tailgate last year? And it just so happens that Kansas City is coming back to Buffalo on November 17th. So I have a deal. And here is my deal. If this video can get a million likes.
It won't, but go ahead.
Oh, it's all about that.
Jason and Kylie, you guys are going to come to the Buffalo Bills game with us. You are going to tailgate. You are going to jump through a table with us. Because Jason, I know you didn't get a chance to do that last time. And we know you want to do it. And it's right before Thanksgiving. And we are going to do that. And we are going to do that while listening to his teammates' girlfriend's music. When everyone in the crowd is going to be wearing masks of Harrison. And if he is still on the Kansas City Chiefs, we're going to find his family, and we're going to make them jump through a table with us. Shirts off. Not mine, though.
Nobody wants to see you with your shirts off, honey.
Oh, put a bag on. Stop talking. I don't think it was proper for a commencement speech, but I think he still has the right to say it. I would have been, as a woman who recently earned a degree and was going to go out and celebrate and plan my future, the message that I would have heard is, your best job, even though you got your degree and gave the school thousands of dollars, go home, have kids, and get married. That's sort of the message. That's the takeaway.
Hey, go marry an NFL player. You don't need to work. Raise some babies. Be a wife.
Maybe he won't choke you out in an elevator or abuse your kids or shoot your dogs or whatever. Oh, like a governor.
Well, he's a kicker. He doesn't even get CTE. So that's the thing.
He could, but they'd get the penalties for that.
All right. Then we have this, because the biggest thing is, not only did he insult the LGBT community, not only that, but you know what else he did? He disparaged Taylor Swift.
So he says, as my teammate's girlfriend says, familiarity breeds contempt, which is a line in Taylor's song, Bejeweled. First of all, don't quote Taylor Swift in your very hateful, ignorant speech full of things that I can guarantee you Taylor Swift does not believe in.
You can guarantee that? You can guarantee that. This is what I've been watching all day. This has been driving me crazy. You can guarantee this because you know Taylor Swift, because you've
personally
bought every song.
She told me. She
yes.
told me in her coded message.
You have no idea
Please,
what she thinks.
Who cares? She thinks about all the fucking money she has when she flies on her private jet.
Yeah. No one's going to tap dance on this landmine. All right. Jason Kelsey's not going to say anything about it. The Kansas City Chiefs aren't going to say anything about it. I'll get to the NFL in a minute because they're fucking hypocrite bullshit nonsense.
Second of all, don't reduce her down to being the girlfriend of one of your teammates. Now,
Wait a minute. Well, then what?
Because he didn't want to bring her up by name, so he said it that way.
Right.
I kind of get it. If anything, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, who makes a fucking lot less money than she does,
well, that's
he's
true.
The kept man there. So
that's true, too.
You know what?
All
James
right.
Synthetics nailed this one, saying going for the 1990s Lucy Lawless. You know, I was trying to figure out what her name was. You are correct. It's a bad version of Lucy Lawless, but yes.
Yeah, she's like the retarded sister of Lucy Lawless.
I feel like he thought he was doing the right thing by not naming her directly, because I think he probably felt like, oh, if I name her, then it's going to seem like I'm saying it for like clout or something.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It just came out so much worse. He should have just said, as Taylor Swift once said.
She just said she shouldn't say his. I understand why he didn't say her name. And he goes, but he should have said Taylor Swift.
You are now women-splaining. You're women-splaining. You should have said this. You should have said it this way. But then I don't want like that either. So you should have said it this way. Nick's fired up. I love Nick. Oh, God. As someone else said, you dumb cunt.
Blah, 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 blah.
Or just hold on.
There you go.
I got let's just get back to, because she's going to tell you, don't say it this way.
It for like clout or something, but it just came out so much worse. He should have just said, as Taylor Swift once said, blah, 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 blah. Or just don't say it at all. I would really love to know what Travis Kelce is thinking right now.
You won't
know. Nothing. He thinks about nothing.
He thinks that that's the kicker on his team.
He's thinking he just won the fucking Super Bowl. That's what he's thinking. Yeah,
this guy here won the Super Bowl, is dating the most...
Probably the richest woman in entertainment.
One of the richest
right
women in entertainment, right? He's flying thinking,
all
over the world.
I'll do whatever she says.
He's an actor now. His brother just signed a four-year, $41 million contract to be on Monday Night Football with ESPN. He's making more money per year now on ESPN than he did playing football, right? He doesn't have to train and do all that shit. I mean, their life is so blessed right now, and you think they're going to get involved in this?
They don't care.
Okay.
They don't care.
They don't care. Now, the thing that upsets me the most, because I'm going to move off of Lucy Dumbless right here. When I have to agree with Whoopi Goldberg, the world is going
You're
crazy.
The
world is going crazy.
I'm so happy to tell you about this clip.
I'm like, what?
So the NFL released a statement that he gave this speech in his personal capacity, and they do not, the NFL does not share his views. So, you know, listen, I like when people say what they need to say. He's at a Catholic college. Yeah. He's a staunch Catholic. These are his beliefs, and he's welcome to them. I don't have to believe them.
Right.
I don't have to accept them. The ladies that were sitting in that audience do not have to accept them. The same way we want respect when Colin Kaepernick takes a knee.
Right.
We want to give respect to people whose ideas are different from ours, because the man who says he wants to be president, you know who?
Yeah.
He says the way to act is to take away people's right to say how they feel. We don't want to be that. We don't want to be those people.
Right now they don't.
But. Why did she have to ruin it? She was doing so well. And then she had to turn around and sit there and talk about it. He never said he wanted to take anybody's rights away. There is not one time that President Trump in his time in office tried to take people's rights away. You know who did do that? Joe Biden. Joe Biden took people's rights away when he mandated the vaccine. Joe Biden took people's rights away when he closed down their business. Joe Biden took people's rights away when he made people wear masks. Joe Biden did all that. All right? Joe Biden.
I did that.
Joe Biden wipes his ass with the Constitution on the daily, and nobody says shit. That Congress appropriates money to go to Israel, and Joe says, well, if you go into Rafah, we're not going to do that, which is a quid pro quo. And the Democrats impeach Donald Trump for a phone call doing the same thing. Is there any call for an impeachment? Well, there might be. Will there be an impeachment? No, there won't be. I love the fact that they lie right to your face. God, this show. I mean, I swear. God, I swear.
Stop zooming in on Whoopi.
Sorry.
People, so I'm okay with him saying whatever he says, and the women who are sitting there, if they take his advice, good for them, they'll be happy. If they don't, good for them, they'll be happy a different way. That's my attitude.
Ugh, okay.
Oh, thank you, Whoopi.
I say that to say this.
Yes.
I don't have my bell, sorry. The issue is the NFL. They had to jump to make a statement against Buckner. Whatever.
I do not get this guy's
doesn't
name.
Matter. When Colin Kaepernick started all this shit in the NFL with the kneeling for the national anthem and all they had to take it, they won't even play the national anthem on the TV anymore and all this shit they stirred up.
It's true.
They didn't say shit. They didn't say, hey, you know what? We don't agree with his views, but you know what? He's allowed to do what he wants to do or whatever. And he was doing it as a place of employment. And the only reason why he's not in the NFL now is because he sucks. Because they took Michael Vick, who drowned puppies and fought dogs, and because that guy could still play, he played in the NFL after he got out of prison. The NFL don't care about shit. if you can do your job as whatever position you're going to be. A quarterback. This guy, Bruckner's kicking 64-yard field goals into the wind. You think they're going to do anything for him?
They're not doing it. They're not going to say a word. They're not going to say a word. They're not getting rid of him. And what? So if the Chiefs, what are the Chiefs going to do? Let him go? Oops. Everybody will grab him back up.
Louise says, every time Whoopi yaps, her hairline recedes one centimeter. Nice. That thing is on a race to the back of her head. I'm getting corrected. Not true, John. He was the greatest quarterback of all time. The NFL is just racist. I know. You know what? He got replaced. He got benched by a quarterback that I can't even remember his name. He was such a nobody. All right? And this is true. Either. Sparky says, the NFL only cares if their dollars are from the fans start to go down. That's right. That's the only thing they
care
about.
Look
how many
people tuned in for the draft. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. No one cares.
Do you remember everybody? Yeah. Well, the whole thing with even with Colin Kaepernick and the national anthem and all that, all the people who swore they weren't going to watch football anymore are like, oh, I'm never going to watch football. They're not watching football again. I'm watching football. I never not watched it. I don't care.
Soft Weekly over in Rumble says, it's very painful when I agree with Jamingo about Colin Kaepernick.
This is nice to see you again, Soft.
Right. Because you know what it is? We can say what we want. About, you know, women, but you know what we, you know who we can talk about?
I am so tired of white men failing up. This lack of accountability is a shameful, inadequate, and deeply unsatisfactory, and it is re-traumatizing. Chair Grunberg.
That's Cory Booker in drag.
Kind of does look like
Oh, me. Shit, I didn't bring it up. I'm sorry.
No.
This is Cory Booker in drag. Actually, it's Alana Presley.
Wow. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, she's bald. But holy shit, she really does look like that should be your cover art, is the two of them next to each other.
Oh, my
All
God.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you. That's exactly
Those
what my
eyelashes,
cover art is.
Holy shit.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
So that's Ayanna Presley. So because this is what happens. It's okay to rage against the man.
So you can be racist this way.
Well, yeah,
this
of course.
This is racist, yeah.
Oh, right, because women now, they have their this. I'm all for this part of it. Women have now, they have this rage thing where they go out in the woods and they beat the ground with sticks and they scream and yell to get all the poison out of them. And I'm for this because let them go out in the woods and beat sticks and trees and shit and get the poison out so they don't take it out on us.
Rage has been demonized.
Because they're trapped at home with their families that they were encouraged to have.
That's right. They're the greatest gift.
Especially in the feminine. But our sacred rage is what has incited so many movements, created so much change on our planet. It is imperative that we allow ourselves safe spaces to release this fiery, hot emotion from within us so that it can no longer poison or toxify our internal emotional reality. Even though a volcano can be destructive in its eruption, ultimately, that is also what creates paradise. We have to give ourselves permission to fully emote, to release that which has remained stuck and suppressed inside of ourselves in order to be free.
Right now, I feel angry. Right now, I feel frustrated. Everything, whatever you're feeling, let it out. Express yourself. Let yourself feel. Be heard. They're shaking and moving.
Jesus, fuck.
I want a Starbucks.
There's no Starbucks out here. Rah! I'm going to jump on that. I get the concept of the rage room, the rage. Like, I think that's awesome. I understand that feeling. Like, and you just can't express it. Well, it's certainly not allowed or acceptable to actually murder someone. But the idea of just wanting to just hit something or just get that anger, that rage, that frustration out. I totally get that.
No,
I mean, this looks like disturbingly creepy. Like, I would not want to go out with a group of women and just stand there and be like, I'm sad. Like, no.
You know why?
No. I need a private place where no one can fucking see. I really want to do a rage room. Like, those look like much more fun than to go out in the woods with sticks.
Okay. You know why you don't want to do this? Because women don't like women. Women don't like women. They're too competitive with their own kind. They really are. They don't. You guys don't really.
No,
have.
I wouldn't want to do that with men either. That's gross.
Okay.
I don't want anybody to see me rage out. I just want to rage out.
Oh, okay. So you want to do it by yourself? Sparky Toaster says, yes. Sounds like Democrats when they don't get their way. Pretty much.
A little bit, yeah.
So, who would you rather be stuck in the woods with, a bear or a woman? That's a good question. And I'm not sure.
Woman, because I could beat her up.
Yes, okay.
I'm not beating a bear.
I don't know. I just, this whole thing with this women empowerment, I get it. But I don't think you guys know what you're doing and how to do it.
Well, maybe you can explain it for us.
I could.
Can you do that?
Yeah,
can
but you
explain
don't...
how we should be
right.
Be but women?
Yes, I can.
Oh, my fucking God.
The problem is with women, they don't listen. That is the problem. Women don't listen to reason and logic. Women are creatures of emotion. Men are creatures of reason and logic.
Are you fucking kidding?
No, I'm dead serious.
Okay.
I'm as serious as a heart attack.
Okay. So when you hear weird noises and you freak out, like, where that fucking noise is coming from? That's logical reaction
yes.
to you? Yeah. Okay.
It is. When I'm sitting here and I'm hearing a noise and I don't know where it comes from.
Fucking postal?
Right. Well, like, it's not postal. Like that? But like when I'm sitting there and I'm trying to find, you know, something that's going on and then all of a sudden there's such, it sounds like an airplane's landing in at my headphones and I yell, where's that fucking noise coming from? That is because it's logic, because I can't it's figure logic, out where it's coming yeah. from. Yeah, I can't, it's logic and reason.
So the logical reaction is to scream the fuck out.
Yes.
Calmly, rationally, logically.
I need to know where that noise is coming from.
Okay.
And then when I looked at the two co-hosts' faces, like I was
shit on their desk.
Like
yeah.
I spazzed out and they're like, I don't hear anything. And I'm like, you don't hear that? And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay.
No.
And you know what I did? I just moved on and we went on with the show, even though all that noise was going on. You know where that came from? Logic and reasoning.
Your inner voice.
That's it. Just telling you.
It's your inner personality screaming.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All righty. All right. That's my rant on the Buppner. I just keep trying to say different names so you correct me. The Buckner, right? No?
No.
Don't care. Nope. The kicker from the Atlantic City Chiefs. All right. Mm-hmm. The only thing I knew about him was he was on Mike from Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks fantasy football team last year. That's all I know about this guy. And he can kick a ball a country mile.
I want to think he was on Lisa's team.
Okay.
Like Lisa, who won our fantasy football.
Oh, okay. You mean Lisa from Canada? Yeah.
Lisa from Canada, who like fucking killed us.
See, now again, Bob
damn
says,
Canadian.
Bob
good.
Says, John's never overreacted, not once, except on Rubberneckers episode 7. No, I didn't overreact. I acted accordingly because you guys were fucking with me and I had about enough of you guys fucking with me. And I laid down the law and I let my, and I let everybody know that I am not going to be the butt of your joke anymore.
And he all did right. it logically and rationally.
Right. And I told you mm-hmm. all about yourselves. I said, you know what? Go and do something better if you can. You can't, which mm-hmm. happened because there was only one more episode after I left. And the only reason it ever came back was because I decided to bring it back. All right? So I was right there, too. And what was that from? Logic and reasoning.
It was regret. It was like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
No, why? And I'll tell you right now, that rage quit was the best thing that ever happened to me, even though I didn't know that at the time. Because
you certainly weren't thinking that.
Right. If that yeah. didn't happen, you wouldn't be here right now. And I'd
I
be
know.
Suffering through a podcast with Bob as my co-host. Oh, my God. Just kidding, Bob.
That's so mean. Poor Bob.
He deserves that.
Well, he's fucking with you in the comments. So. He literally has hashtag still fucking with John.
All right. Oh, you know what I need now? I need a drink. Shall we move on to our story?
We can get to the stories now since we did them a little out of order.
Well, yeah, of course.
That's
this
fine.
Is how things happen. Things got to be fluid, flow. Nobody
that's
knows that
good.
They're out of order until you say something.
I know, but that's okay. It doesn't matter.
All right. So we're going to go with our next story. And what's really nice about this is we're going to change something up here because I can't read. And when I read, I sound like a moron. We are now going to let Duchess introduce the stories. And I'm going to sit back and watch Duchess do it. So now listen, I'm just going to say this. This is something new that we're doing on the show. And it's a work in progress. So please be gentle and kind as we go through this. We'll get better at it. I told Duchess today, if something happens and it doesn't work, don't panic. We're just going to keep muscling through and we'll get better as we do it because you learn from failure.
Thanks. No pressure. Here you go. Back. I got to put this up. Louise says, I can't read John 20:24.
Right.
This one's great. Wait, where is he? It's Real Professor Tom. Who wants to tell him what he sounds like when he's not reading? Well done, sir.
All right.
I like Real Professor Tom. He's a lot of fun. Okay, so are we all queued up? We ready? So I guess I'll go. So San Francisco came out with a new program. It's a $5 million a year program to give free alcohol to the homeless. So we'll have our homeless happy hour now. But apparently it's not working. It says the program that offers free booze to the homeless alcoholics that roam San Francisco caught flack this week when a tech CEO questioned the logic of feeding the addictions of the city's street dwellers. Adam Nathan, who is the founder and CEO of small business AI marketing tool Blaze and the chair of the Salvation Army San Francisco Metro Advisory Board, and keep that in mind, because that will come up again, posted a thread on X slamming the program after watching a string of unhoused drunks line up for their shots, stating, it just doesn't feel right.
So
what do you think?
I think that maybe, what is it, like they drive around in a truck like Mr. Softy? That's the wrong one.
Right, come get your vodka. Vodka shots.
They can't use this. They can't use this music because this doesn't work, but maybe they could use this.
Nice. That would be my favorite truck coming down.
Who wants to party?
Yeah.
Bring it over here.
Come get your free alcohol shots. We got tequila, vodka, and rum. No?
I love it.
I'm sorry, but yeah. You know, when Mr. Softy goes into the hood, it's this. Yeah!
Who envisions the bouncing car right now with the shocks? Urban Mr. Softy, as Louis says, thug life.
I have a representative from the homeless community. He spoke.
When I first heard about the operation, I was against it.
I'm sorry, that was Soft Weekly. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Stop. That's so mean. Oh, my God.
Also from Soft.
Gee, is that what I look like when I'm drunk?
No.
That's terrible.
Real Professor Tom says, I want to see John driving an ice cream truck with that music
playing. Yeah, you come drive that in my neighborhood, all the mommies will come running
just
out.
Just leaning back with my arm out like this. Just racing when the black kids come out, make them run a little bit. Come on, little Colin Kaepernick, see if you can catch a truck.
Like Eddie Murphy. Yeah. Ice cream! That was his best
bit. The tequila truck is coming!
Shots for everyone. Yeah.
Who wants to party?
Me. Thank
Whoops,
you.
What's wrong one? Sorry.
Well, that too. You drive around before the big game.
Me and my fat fucking dirty dick beaters hit the wrong button again.
Oh my God. That still gets me. Jesus. So here, let me give you a little more on this story.
I two knuckled the soundboard. Sorry.
It says, did you know San Francisco spends $2 million a year on managed alcohol program? It provides free alcohol to people struggling with chronic alcoholism who are mostly homeless.
They are bums.
Yes. San Francisco's managed alcohol program for the homeless was called into question this week. And the gentleman who was questioned this, his estimate was actually 40% of the cost. The four-year-old managed The fact they call it a managed alcohol program, in quotes, was actually cost the city $5 million. And the program was described that nurses dispense controlled doses of vodka and beer to street people at specific times of the day, intended to keep the homeless off the streets and out of jail or the emergency room. It's run out of a former hotel in the city's Tenderloin district. So the program started with 10 beds and has now grown to 20. And over 4 years, it served 65 clients total. $5 million.
$5 million.
$5 million. I don't know. They're drinking like Kettle One, top shelf shit.
Some motherfuckers over there are making a fucking killing on this program. $5 million to serve 65 people shots.
That ain't right. Inside the lobby, this was described as inside the lobby. They had kegs set up to taps where they're basically giving out free beer to the homeless who've been identified with alcohol use disorder, or as Deuce would call them,
tongue punch my fart box.
That's not it.
That's not it.
They are bums.
After a few beers, then they say that. It's set up so.
I'm just saying that when we die, there's going to be a planet for the French, a planet for the Chinese, and we'll all be a lot happier.
Thank you, Soft. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay. So, again, Adam Nathan, the gentleman who I mentioned earlier, who posted the thread on X, slamming the program after watching a string of unhoused drunks line up for shots. I'm no doctor or expert on issues of drug policy, he says, but I'm a taxpayer. When did this managed alcohol program get approved? Where were the public hearings? Why is it hidden away in an old hotel? Now, to go back on this gentleman before, this Adam Nathan, he is, just keep in mind, he is the chair of the Salvation Army, which runs numerous recovery programs. So they're not backing
in other words, right.
Yeah. They focus on abstinence, like stop drinking, like give up booze. But instead, Gavin Newsom, I guess, overall, who thinks he's eliminating the homeless problem, you know, that you just, if you give them booze, they'll go away or they'll be quiet.
This is the guy they want to come in for Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. I would rather vote for Joe Biden than Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
I would. That guy is a flat out communist and just wants to destroy this country. Nobody has done more to destroy California than that man right there. He is like Godzilla. He just comes in and stamps over everything and ruins everything. And he comes out and he's like, well, you know, we're doing the people's work. What? By destroying people are fleeing California.
He's adamant on what he does.
Yeah. Like,
in fact, he's still on the ballot. He's gunning for president. Who's voting for that?
He's on the ballot?
For that guy. He has made his intentions known. I think if Biden steps down or something happens, he can.
I think Trump will have
quietly,
a ball with him.
He's been quietly collecting campaign funds. I think he's still got this under. I know. Who's voting for that?
Jesus. Cut me a break.
He's disturbing.
This is why we're going down. This is why we're going down as a country, because these are the leaders. I heard someone the other day say, there's no way I'll ever vote for Trump. I'm like, how do you vote for Biden?
How can you vote for Biden? And Sparky says, Newsom will turn America into the shithole California is.
Absolutely. Did you hear what happened? Absolutely. So Kamala said that Mamala said that if the election goes south, you know, in 2024, that she's going to go back to California and run for governor. I was like, Jesus Christ, talk about from one asshole to another.
Frying pan fire. The country.
How can anybody vote for a Democrat ever in the history of ever again with what they've done?
I feel bad for California residents.
After Black Lives Matter riots, after all the shit that they've done, how they've driven people out of the states that they live in. Like, everybody's leaving New York State, California.
Such a divide.
Illinois. All these Democrat strongholds to go to somewhere where, and the thing is,
Tennessee, they're going to Texas,
right? And the problem is, you're taking these scumbag liberals that are leaving there. They're going to go to Tennessee and vote Democrat there. This is just, the Democratic Party and liberalism and socialism and progressivism is a fucking virus. It's worse than COVID. All right, so Real Professor Tom says the only reason Mamala is in the White House is she added to the ticket as Veep. She couldn't even get 3% of vote when she was running for president. She dropped out of the race before she got to her home state.
Yeah, because they weren't voting for her. Nobody's voting for her. And Sparky says he's been saying that Biden will not be on the ballot in November, and he doubts Trump will be. He said it's going to be Newsom.
But then who would be on, if you don't have Trump, who would you put in there if it wasn't Trump?
Who would it even be?
Can't be Nikki Haley. God damn it.
No, she won't carry it. I mean, I don't think she could. Not now.
My brown man, Vivek.
Your brown friend.
My brown friend, Vivek. He's the only one that can save this country. Besides Trump. I'm just saying something right now. Did you see today at the Trump trial, they have this street artist. His name's Scott DiBeto. He's a street artist. Okay. He's on TikTok, and he's a staunch Republican. He drives up in a U-Haul truck. He opens up the back door. He's got a truckload of helium pink dick balloons in there. And every one of them has a face of that ghoul judge that charged Trump with $435 million. This other guy's name, Jack Kelly? Jack Smith? I don't know. And then that fat black district attorney.
Fuck.
Boomer Charades, everybody.
I know.
Come on in the chat. Who's the fat black district attorney? Alvin Spinks. No, Alvin and the Chipmunks. Alvin.
Spinks. Jesus Christ.
Alvin, I don't know. Alvin who? Alvin something.
Bragg.
Alvin Bragg. There we go. God, thank God, Professor Tom.
Thank you, Professor Tom.
Yes. Alvin Theodore Simon.
That's where we're at.
I hate my brain doesn't work anymore. It's just
I know,
like,
I've been hanging around you too long.
I see the face and I open up the door for the name and it's just an empty fucking room.
It just floats away.
But you know what? I've been working with this stuff so long that I finally got it the way I want. I don't care if I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm still fucking doing it.
Just doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'll be on here in about, I don't know, about another year saying shit like,
I'm just saying that when we die, there's going to be a planet for the French, a planet for the Chinese, and we'll all be a lot happier.
That's right. That's me. So back to the giving the drunks, the alcoholics, for $5 million.
Yeah.
You could give them top shelf liquor. You could buy a bar in San Francisco and just open the door and let everybody come in and give them free drinks. Hey, wait a minute. Give me your address. I don't have an address. All right, come on in. Give me your address. I live at 4417. Oh, sorry, you can't come in. You're not homeless. Go buy your own booze, loser.
Go buy your own booze. Go buy your own bar fuel. Mm-hmm. We've got Kettle One here.
That's right.
Yeah. I'd love to see the paper trail back on that. Like who's, like where the booze is coming from, who's supplying it, what suppliers making a really nice kickback on it, how much they donated to Newsom or to.
That's what happened. That's, you're exactly what's going on there. That's, it's just,
you know,
a way
San Francisco, like their government or their council, the governor, like all of that, the mayor, like who's making that money? Because I'm sorry, for 60 some people, $5 million? What the fuck?
Louise says, John's like grandpa that we don't know what the hell he's saying, but we just smile and nod. Thank you, Louise. I appreciate you.
Good job,
you.
Grandpa.
I appreciate you, Louise. Yeah, so again, what else can we do? What else can we give the homeless besides homes or like mental attention or maybe a drug rehab program or maybe a 12-step program that would reach out and they could have meetings and stuff out there on the streets?
I would like to see the statistics as to which homeless people were picked for this, because you know there's more than 60 homeless people in San Francisco. So how did they decide you, not you, and, you know, who are we not assisting, which is really everybody?
Well, AI, I'm sorry, AI Duchess has the answer to this.
Oh, no.
You know what you don't see? White people.
All right, I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
That bastard. My goodness.
Here's another thing AI Duchess said about this story.
You don't need police, you need zookeepers.
All right.
Because why? Because they're what?
Jesus. They should clap these knuckle-dragging like baby seals.
I was looking for Deuce's bum, but okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking dummy.
They are bums.
Okay. I thought mine was funnier.
I don't like it. That was so bad.
Sorry.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Someone tell me, what the F are we doing?
No,
I love that. That's great. Because that again, that works.
Bob thinks that AI Bob is deceased. No, Bob, AI Bob is not deceased. He's just sitting on a bench waiting to be called up. Dude 562 said, I went to LA the other day and saw in a bathroom that they have bins for dirty needles now.
So I'm unsure about that. Is that good they have the bins, or it's bad because there's needles, but are they putting them in the bins?
I got to be honest with you. It is
are people
good.
Recycling?
It is good to have the bins, but most of these filthy addicts don't use them anyhow. There was a place right in the gayborhood in Philadelphia, and it was right next to one of the well-known gay bars in Philadelphia. And I used to maintain it, and I could never go in the pit to clean it. What I had to, and every time I went somewhere, I had to make sure I'd be very careful. I used to wear those gloves, like puncture-proof gloves.
Eesh,
because the first time I went there, they said, don't go down in a pit to clean it. So I figured, well, I'll try to scoop stuff from the ladder. And I took a broom and moved it. When I pulled the broom up, there were 6 needles stuck inside the broom.
Oh, gross. Okay.
Yeah. So you can't, like, if anything happened, you had to make sure, you had to take a big bright light, make sure that nothing was in there. You couldn't stick your hand in anything blindly. There was no way you could do that. It was a filthy, scummy hole. And yeah, so even though you have these things and it's a great idea, these filthy addicts will never use them. Yeah. Now, it wasn't the Blue Oyster. The one I'm talking about was, the bar was named Woody's. Woody's at 13th and Locust.
What kind of bar was this?
It was a gay bar.
Named Woody's?
Woody's. Yeah, gay bar named Woody's. Okay. We told the story on Brand X about the Bitter Chink. The Bitter Chink was a friend of ours. And he says, oh, I love going to Woody's to dance. And I'm like, that's a gay bar. And he goes, yeah, I like to go there and dance and be unencumbered by females. And Deuce and Joe and I looked at each other and said, unencumbered by females?
Unencumbered? Female? What's that?
I forget which one of us said, that's why I go to dance with. I don't know who. I can't remember who said it.
Yeah. Who doesn't want
He's
that?
Over there dancing with the gays.
And he didn't want to dance with the gays? Okay. Or dance with the ladies? Okay.
He didn't want to dance with the ladies. He wanted to dance with the gays. Yeah, be you know, unencumbered by female.
Oh, we need those pesky ladies.
Yes. What do I know?
Maybe they needed a man to tell them how to dance properly.
He says, John's butt puckered tighter when he heard that. I don't know what that means. But anyhow. All righty. Are we done with that bit?
I think we could be done with that bit. I'll be following up and see if there's any more updates on the homeless happy hour, which is apparently on the hour.
Right.
Just the thought. I think the one thing I did want to say is that they had, like, the people were just able to go in at particular times. Like, so people just walk in and get them. But it's like feeding time at the zoo or something, where it's just like, all right, 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock, come get your booze. And they just walk in and you just give them a shot. It's bizarre.
No, I get
bizarre.
It.
It's bizarre.
This is you.
Whoops. Sorry. I was producing on the fly and I got caught.
Mm-hmm. You sure did.
I got caught because I'm getting ready to the next story and I just realized I wanted a picture. Mm-hmm. You know which one I'm talking about? Which next story we're talking about? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I do. I can see his disgusting face.
Okay.
So this one came to us from Tristan. So from Chef. So, man pelts girlfriend with sweet and sour packets for getting the McDonald's order wrong.
Patriot Nick, why did you do such a thing? Did that look like Nick?
A little bit. A little bit. His beard's the wrong color.
I think what happened was Ozempic. He was too full of Ozempic.
He got
so Ozempic that he started beating his woman with packets. Nick says, that's a glorious beard. Don't you pick on this guy's beard.
Yeah, because he's a winner. He's a winner. Florida man pelted his girlfriend in the head and face area with sweet and sour packets on Sunday because he was angry she had brought the wrong food for McDonald's.
Didn't I tell you I don't like salt on my french fries?
Jesus Oscar Ferrer Jr.,
guilty.
30 years old, attacked his girlfriend with whom he has a child, because she probably listened to Butker, in the couple's motel room in Tampa. A struggle ensued, and Ferrara allegedly pinned his girlfriend to the ground. He placed his palm on her face and pressed her head into the ground using his body weight, which prompted the woman to rip off part of his beard.
Such a lovely couple. Don't you feel for their child?
That poor child. I don't even know how old that poor child is.
Child has been taken away from them and sent to a house where a foster family can abuse them properly. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So by the time officers arrived, Ferrara had fled the motel, and he was arrested and booked into the Pasco County Jail on charge of felony battery. Another winner, folks. And he was also charged with battery earlier this year involving the same woman, but yet different motel. He pleaded no contest to the misdemeanor charge, was sentenced to time served, and paid $750 in fines and court costs.
So I know this is Florida, so, nice. So I don't think that they have these things where they buy the, you know, pay for the homeless. Well, unless his name is Jesus. So I don't know that they're paying for his hotel room. But, you know, when you have somebody moving from hotel to hotel with a child, not the most upstanding citizens, maybe this poor child has family that can take them in and care for them, because the mother and father, I'm sorry, but I mean, you see this too often.
That's a tough way to live. That's a tough way to live. It really is. I mean, I know I have seen some folks who have gone through some bad times in with one of the nonprofit groups I did a lot of work with. And there were bad situations, and they had to live in motels, and they were not always the nicest motels because it's, you know, financial. But and there's always domestic abuse. There was always abuse situations, and it's just terrible, you know. These poor kids that are caught up in these situations that then nothing's predictable, nothing's reliable. You know, a motel room is not really where it's conducive to a good. I mean, it's better than the street, I guess, but. It's everything's difficult, and my heart breaks for that poor little kid.
I know.
Really, it's just awful.
I mean, I did a story yesterday on the Jamingo Ranch where a kid that was 10 years old committed suicide because he was getting bullied in school so much. And the parents are sitting there saying, "We went to the school 20 times and they didn't do anything." I'm like, 20 times?
Nope. Well, 18 times too many.
Yeah. I would have shut the door in the principal's office and said, the next time my kid gets bullied, I'm coming in here to bully you. All right? And then we'll see if you can fix that, because you can't seem to fix this.
Terrible.
At that point, you just got to teach your kid how to fight and then just tell them to go in there and just punch the kid in the face.
I think all children should be at least aware of, I mean, maybe you don't have to always take them to learn how to like beat things up, but I think they just need to be aware. I think some kids just aren't, and then you have parents that are pacifists or just don't, you know, grow. I got bullied a lot when I was a kid, and my mother always had said, "Oh, just ignore them," you know, social worker, you know, just ignore them. And it was literally until I lost my shit on one of these kids and like just freaked out, they left me alone after that. But it took like 4 or 5 years for me to get to that point. And you know, I understand how some kids just, they can't handle that. It's terrible.
Nick says, "Wow, John, violence begets violence. Not if you do it right, Nick. If you do it right, violence ends violence." Like I said, why do you think countries have armies? Because when diplomacy stops, that's when shit gets real. That's when you back it up. That's all. I'm just telling you.
As a parent, you need to step up for your kids.
Yeah. If I was getting bullied, well, first of all, when I got bullied in school, it would be, okay, let's go out in the backyard and I'm going to teach you how to fight, which means my dad would beat the shit out of me for about 5 or 10 minutes so I could learn how to take a punch.
You can't hit him back, though.
Right?
You couldn't punch
him. So, you know, he did. He taught me how to fight. So when kids would come, you know, at the beginning of the year, somebody would always step up and try to give me some shit for whatever reason. And then I would, you know, say, you know, hey, Dr. Shit off, or shit's going to get real, and then we would end up getting into a fist fight, and then that would be the end of it. Nobody would fuck with me for that rest of that year. So it's just the way things are. That's how it was worked back then. But now you're not allowed to fight and all this other stuff. I say, If you got something like that, let them put the gloves on and go in there and punch it out. Like them broads that are out there in the woods beating the ground with sticks. Let them punch it out. Get out all that poison, all that frustration. I mean, don't get me wrong. The kid did have chiclets the size of tombstones, but
there's nothing to do with it.
I know, but he could have grew into them. But I'm sure, you know, the kids are terrible with each other. That's all. Hey, there is Jason from the TNA podcast.
TNA podcast.
Mm-hmm. What's this? Rip Professor Tom has something to say. John, you should have had Kenny Rogers' Coward of the County queued up. Sometimes you got to fight to be a man. Yeah, sometimes you got to fight to be a man. That's all.
A good song. God.
Mm-hmm. That's right. All righty. What else we got going on?
So this one was sent to us, shared with us via Budvugger. So thank you.
wait until we'll see if we're going to thank him.
The story's making me giggle. Again, we'll start off with Florida man, Eric Detiege, I think that's how you say his name, 47, was lying on his back in front of a townhouse with his pants off, penis in one hand, and a large uneaten pickle in the other.
Not the other hand or the other end?
Penis in one hand.
Right. Pickle in the other.
A pickle in the other.
Okay.
And according to an officer, he was, quote, using the pickle to penetrate his rectum while he was masturbating.
Because sometimes
there's a thought.
That's just enough.
And a visual.
Now listen. What's the guy's name again? Did it say?
Eric, looks like
Zane? I'm sorry, what?
No, he would mouth that. Don't kid yourself. No, Florida man.
Sorry. So, Eric, listen. Nobody cares that you want to go jerk off and stick a pickle in your ass. The problem is, please do it in the privacy of your own home.
Yeah, you don't need to bring it outside.
Nobody needs to see that. Inside. Now, I was watching a video the other day, and I was going to put it on here. But I receive enough abuse from the chat that I did not need this. Because there was a very large, fat, black man, and he was naked, just rolling out in the street, just rolling around in the street. I mean, this was a big old boy. Mm-hmm. And the next thing, because I was thinking about this, and they would have said, oh, look, it's the Black John. And I was like, it's a little too close to home. But see, the thing is that people were out there getting naked in the streets. Back in the day, they would take you and they would 5150 you, put you in a hospital and evaluate you. And then you would go to a place where it was called an insane asylum.
You just go away for a little while.
Right.
30 days.
Sparky Toaster says,
go ahead. Sorry.
Hey, do your thing. Shove that pickle up your ass all you want to. Yes, just not in public. And make sure you got a good handle on that because you know what happens? If it disappears,
you get your freak on and now you got to go.
Now you're in the emergency.
Now they got to get it out.
Yeah, you're in the emergency room and now I got to go get it out. And that's not going to be pleasant.
So let me finish the rest of this one. It says, this story actually was from July of 2021. So at the time he was being held in the county jail on a $150 bond.
That's it? You're sticking a pickle up your ass?
In public.
Okay.
He has a tattoo on his arm that simply says, only God can judge me. And said there was no word if the pickle has been seized into evidence. But he did end up pleading. I did a little more research. He ended up pleading no contest to an exposure charge and was sentenced to time served and was ordered to pay fine fees and court costs.
And just told, listen, sir, please do your pickle fucking or pickle pegging. Pinning in your own home.
And some good advice from Real Professor Tom. It says, don't lose the pickle string.
Yes.
You need to make sure that sucker's secure or just.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Nick says, help, help. Someone ate the evidence. Oh.
All of a sudden, what happened to the pickle? And the guy's in the lunchroom sitting there with a sandwich with like the ends of the pickle sticking out. Why? What?
Pickles.
That was up that guy's ass. Pickle pegging episode.
Pickle
title.
Pegging. The title was actually Pickle Pecker Wrecker.
I don't think it wrecked his pecker.
No, I think pickle pegging is right. might be better. Well done, Bob. Oh, Mike. Sorry,
yeah.
Bob did that one. And no, I do not know any of that from experience. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Goodness, that's just so gross. What runs through your mind? Like, today's the day. I'm going to go lay out on the front lawn.
Yeah, it's not
with my pickle.
Yeah, I need to make a spectacle of myself. What was like the guy the other day that was at the gas station and he had that gas nozzle up his ass?
So awful.
And he's jerking off at the, and I'm like, this is why New Jersey don't let people pump their own gas.
Exactly. I was going to say the one perk is no one's sticking that gas pump.
No one's sticking that gas thing up his ass. Yeah. Buttfucker says, hear that crunch? That's a Vlasic.
And Bob's little scroopy says, there are people that will pay good money for pickle pegging.
Is that a fetish? I don't know. Yeah, sure it is. I'm sure there's guys that will let you violate their rear end.
I'm sure there's someone for everyone. There's something somewhere.
Bob says it's so cold, it's a Clausen.
All the pickle jingles now. Holy cow.
Why does this pickle smell like shit? Budvugger, pickle pegging is the new pickleball. See how fast we can.
I don't think I'm going to eat pickles anymore.
Whoa, Duchess! Whoa. Here's a question: how much would Duchess pay to pickle fuck a guy? I think it's how much would it, Duchess?
No. I think he means like maybe as a strap on or something.
Oh,
I would think. I hope.
I would think
because it would not be reversed at all.
No. I think that what he's trying to say. Well, I think if Duchess was going to pickle peg somebody, I think they would be paying her. I don't think she would be paying anybody.
Yeah, I don't know.
How much would it cost to have you?
I don't know, but he's definitely amused by his comments. Hell, we have drifted down
a rabbit hole.
We're now in pickle pegging. There you go.
All right. Next story we have here, I just the sheer nonsense mental illness that goes on through this, it just amazes me.
All right, I got to do one more. Peter Pecker picked a bunch of pickled pickles. Thank you, Sparky. Okay. Moving on. Maybe.
Am I doing the next story?
Yes. Those are all the ones I have. Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My mistake. Ladies and gentlemen, it's gender season. Because it's been a minute or a half a minute since the LGBTQ has made up new rules, young people are now identifying as gender season, meaning their gender changes during the time of the year. I feel more masculine in the summertime. Gen Zers are now saying that they can be masculine in the summer, feminine in the winter. And they have their own pronouns now. There is some of the pronouns are summer, summers, summer self, winter, winters, winter self, fall, falls, fall self, autumn, autumn self, spring, spring, spring self, weather, weather self, sun, sun, sun self, snow, snow, snow self. So just
add them on to your thing.
Now it's okay, right? Because they're the LGBTQ plus community. And it's okay because they can identify whatever they want. You know, in Peru, they can classify this as a mental illness.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they're outraged. Why would you say this is a mental illness? Because sometimes I feel like a cock and sometimes I don't. How is it that you just change your gender and people are supposed to know this? Like, how? Do you think maybe you could put like one of them, you know, hello, my name is? Just say, hello, my gender is, and then you can just change it as you go along. Sparky says, they can stick a pronoun up their ass just like their pickles.
Well done.
I've had enough of this. I think the backlash is coming, and it's coming strong. And what's going to happen is once the white liberal women realize that they're not going to stand in front of this train for this community. All right. They're just going to take their fucking privileged foot, step back over the fence to normalcy. Because this is all done under the, I guess, ruse of being kind. Oh, let's just be kind to the LGBTQ LGBTQ+IA community. We can't do this. And this brings me to a story that I heard on Eric Zane today. And of course, Eric has his own position on this because his daughter is now part of that community and is in a relationship with someone that's in that community, which is fine. They're two consenting adults, mm-hmm. and what they do is fine. But a girl went to prom in a charter school, and the charter mm-hmm. school has a mm-hmm. dress code for what gentlemen and ladies are supposed to wear to prom. This girl comes in a suit. As she's walking in, the principal walks over and stops, says, "You can't come in because you're not properly dressed. You have to go home and put on a dress. You can't come in here in a suit." Now everybody's upset. Now there's a story about it. And now probably the school is probably going to get sued, but that is them's the rules. Right. So in other words, the rules are spelled out what proper attire is for dances and proms and what women are supposed to wear and what men are supposed to wear. And she's not allowed to do this. Now, she says she doesn't feel comfortable in a dress. She doesn't own a dress. She's got a boy haircut that no one said in any of this article whether she identifies, what she identifies as. Is she a non-binary?
She just wants to wear pants.
Right.
Okay.
Well, no. She had a nice suit on. She had a very well-tailored suit.
No, what I meant was during the – she doesn't wear dresses, so she wears
She doesn't
pants.
Wear a dress. Yeah, she just wears pants all the time. She's like Hillary Clinton. She's mm-hmm. a pantsuit queen.
Hillary Clinton has cankles. That's why she wears pants. You seen them stumps?
That may be. I'm just saying that you know when women go, they should not be wearing a suit to this thing. And I'm telling you, I saw the picture of her, and it was a very well tailored suit. She looked impressive. She had a tie and a vest and all. She was put together, but as a dude, and they're not about this. So they said she couldn't go in.
I'd be curious to see the rules for this charter school. And I'm pretty sure a lot of these charter – let me say that. Let me back this up. The charter schools that are around here are very, very conservative. Mm-hmm. Very conservative. They're mostly religious, a lot of them. So my guess is there are very strict rules in regards to dress code.
Sure.
And my guess is this young lady – knew that.
And tried to buck the system.
And they said no.
Right. Then they said, well, why would you do this? She says, listen, you knew the rules. When you bought your prom ticket,
mm-hmm.
you knew what the
sure
rules
were. I'm pretty sure they
were
there. Yep.
And you decided to go against these rules, and we're sorry, but you cannot.
Right.
Cannot come in here dressed as a man, dressed as a suit. Not as a man. As a woman in a suit.
Oh, it's just a woman in a tuxedo. Yeah.
Which looked very
decent. Right.
I mean, what if a boy decided to come in a gown?
I wouldn't have let him in either.
Or a very fashionable cocktail dress. They wouldn't let that person in either.
Probably not.
No. So. But what I'm saying is that they got to go make it all about themselves. In other words, so Eric's like, why do they care? Why do they care? Because there's rules and people have to follow rules. And we should start teaching the kids that the rules apply to them. And just because you feel like a winter self doesn't mean that the rest of us have to put up with your shit.
Well, I mean, I find it, I don't think too much a dress code matters, with the exception of maybe like literal parts hanging out, like, you know, keep your junk covered up, like keep the tits in, keep your balls covered. Nobody needs to see that kind of thing. But you know, for dances, I mean, I've seen it now. It used to be, I mean, when I went, you couldn't even have a single ticket. You had to have a date.
Yeah,
and the
right.
date had to be the opposite sex. Like, it couldn't even be like two girls went as friends, like way back in the day, you know, when it was way back in the 1900s. Now you go buy single tickets, single ticket bids. And I've seen girls go in tuxedos. They look great. I mean, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter really. I don't think a dress code matters, but if the school has always, my guess is the school probably has a dress code or a very specific way to dress. And then again, just trying to buck the system, like you said.
Right. We're supposed to throw the rule book out because this girl doesn't feel comfortable in a dress.
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate, you know, but that's the choice you make. I'm pretty sure her parents knew.
Oh, yeah, the mom's in there saying.
Because she's a student, you know.
The mom's like, mom couldn't understand it either. Well, you know, there's a happy ending.
Explains a lot. Yeah.
There's a happy ending to the story. The happy ending is that she's not going, this is where her junior prom, so their senior year, she's not going to this school anymore. She's probably going to go to a school where she can dress like a guy in a suit.
Or she could just wear a tuxedo, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Women can wear pants. It's okay.
Right, not to but you don't wear that to a formal.
They do now. I've seen pictures of it.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of cool, but it's usually like, you know, couples. Like, I've seen female couples. Like, one will have a tux on, one will have a dress on.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if it's all altered and it fits nicely, it looks good.
Okay.
You know. But you're going to make a statement in 18? Okay, whatever. And at the point, like, a lot of the public schools, nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. This next story I have here, I guess this is my story. So you have no more stories?
I have no more stories. These are the ones I went over with you, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to say. So I saw something on Twitter. It says, what are white people superior at? And
oh, I'm uncomfortable immediately. Okay.
So there's the meme of the guy from The Office at the whiteboard. And it says, I refuse to be lectured about racism from somebody who hates white people. Which is kind of racism. Not kind of racism. It is racism. So what they said was, taking our ideas. This is the new black speak, where they are convinced that they are convinced that instead of chucking spears and eating dirt for the last 2,000 years, that they actually were the inventors of all modern technology. It's called the Wakanda effect.
Oh, my God.
So someone made a movie. What was the movie about? Some black superhero? I can't think of his name.
Black Panther.
Because they made...
from Wakanda. Yeah, right. Okay.
And in Africa, there's this secret society hidden away where black people have all this... It's an amazing city. It's all this incredible technology.
Because they mine vibranium. Yeah.
What was it called? Vibranium?
Vibranium.
Oh, I still thought maybe they had.
Have you not watched any Marvels?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
It's just kid stuff. You know. Sorry. Anyhow,
it's fun.
All right. So
it's entertainment.
Yeah, so. Sure. All right, but it's a movie. It's make believe.
Comic books and stuff. Right. Yeah.
And the reason I say that is there's been civilization in Africa for 1,000 years. What's this? Millennium?
Millennium.
Melania?
Like, no, it's like melanin skin.
Oh, millennium.
At least I think that's what he meant.
I don't know. But here in Africa, they've been there for thousands of years. And the place still looks like it did thousands of years ago. They barely build roads. They don't have clean water. White people have to come over and pay to drill wells to get them clean drinking water. They're such an advanced society. Like, in other words, they don't do shit. They haven't learned shit, and they don't know shit. And if I say that, that makes me racist. But I don't care what color they are or what their race is. I'm just saying that the people over there in Africa, they don't have what we have here in Western civilization. So what does that mean? I mean, it's not like if they had all that and we stole that from them, okay, I understand it. But you can go back to where they originated from, and there's nothing really built there. You don't want to say anything. That's okay. You don't have to say a word.
I'm actually trying to think about what your argument is on it. So, I mean, Africa is kind of big, you know, and there's quite a few parts that are, you know, obviously – barely inhabited. So yeah, there's probably not a lot of change in those areas. But I mean, there's some parts of Africa, like some cities that have more to it. I mean, is it like Wakanda? No. I mean,
exactly.
A fucking joke, but
right.
Yeah, actually this is perfect. I was just thinking about this. That's exactly where I wanted to go with it, because it sounded very similar to Kathy Hochul. Saying, yeah, kids don't even know what a computer is.
Black kids don't know what a computer is.
Which was, like, she, And man, watching her backtrack, like, I'm really sorry. Like she said it, and her brain must have been like, what did you do?
Like, right. Like, when
why would you say something so stupid?
Then, like, when Joe Biden said that black students are as smart as white students, or what did he say? I can't remember. Not kids, Kate, black kids.
Yeah. So, got that.
Okay. And so, what I don't like is the rewriting of history without using any facts from history. That's my problem with this. Asylum seekers, they're great swimmers.
Yes. Mayor Adams, another fabulous.
Right. He's another one.
Yeah. He's the one that decided that they should make asylum seekers, the illegals, lifeguards, because they're great swimmers for the summer camps. And all
except
that.
For the ones from Africa. Not so much. They sink like rocks.
Oh, my God.
All righty.
Oh.
All right, let's get into the 2024 miles in 2024 challenge.
Yes.
Oh, look at the Duchess catching up, man. You're kicking ass
getting there
now.
A little bit, yeah. I'm trying.
We're almost to have. Wait, what's this? We have another, Jamingo, 22.
Wait, and somebody else on this?
Motherfuckers. All right, so what happened was we did the last segment. I said, you know, I'm making
fun. We did this last week.
Right,
yeah.
I'm making fun of Kate because she's behind Josh. Meanwhile, I can't even do 800 steps without, 3 days, my knees are killing me and everything. So that fucking Nitsimoto goes and grabs this thing and puts me in there and has what you guys had last week and had me at 825 or 856 steps.
He did.
So then what I did was, because I have that app on my phone that tells you how many steps. So I just took the average of my daily average from the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And then did it by steps, and it says that 2,000 steps is 2,000 steps is a mile?
Ish, yeah.
A mile-ish?
Ish, yeah.
Right, so you walk more in one day than I walk in a month.
That's probably a good weekly total for me. For me, in about, let's see here. So I do about anywhere from 38 to 50 miles a week. Depending on what I'm doing.
That's insane.
So, yeah.
it is insane. And so then Dirk sends me this thing and says, you know, you really should try to do this many steps so you could at least do. I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? I would be crippled if I tried to continue to do this kind of stuff. Like, it's. And now listen, I'm losing weight and I don't know if this is going to make my knees any better or not. I have no idea. Mm. But right now it's bone on bone and very, very painful.
Yeah.
You know, this is your shit, but okay, we'll put me on there at 22.5 miles. And at the end of the month, I'll take my steps, add them up, and then divide them by 30 and figure out where I am.
We'll have fun with it for sure.
So Duchess is kicking my ass.
Yeah, I'm beating somebody.
Nick says, John wouldn't step out in traffic. That's pretty much true.
Well, you'd have to get out of the truck.
Yeah. They were even going to say, listen, just tell us the miles you drive. I said, I'll tell you what, I don't really drive much. I really barely leave the house. You know, most of my stuff's delivered. My food's delivered. Sometimes I don't even drive. A gas tank full, my truck tank full of gas lasts me over a month. And it's only, you know, like I said, so I don't really drive that much. You would still be killing me, even if I put in all the miles I drove a month. So
Bob says I put the Fitbit on my guinea pigs.
That's not true. I'll say one thing. I know Duchess is competitive, but I know she's not a cheater. So that I know she
wouldn't
do.
I'm not a cheater. No, I wouldn't for sure. And then we were talking about the steps, and I said it's about 2,000. And he says, no, I'm 5 feet tall, so it's probably 2,500 steps.
Maybe. Might be. Yeah.
For me, perhaps. And then there you go.
Do 562 says John's doing it all wrong. He needs to put a step count on his wrist sometimes alone, and he'll beat Duchess by next week. Hey, I think he's saying I masturbate a lot. All right, so Duchess, where are you at? You're almost in the Missouri.
Yeah, I'm hustling. He's got me moving and grooving for sure. I'm very excited by it.
And Josh is just about ready to cross the border from Wisconsin into Iowa. That's an amazing feat. if you think about
it. It's awesome. I really hope we make it to Vegas. I'm pretty sure we will. So end of the year is Vegas. So we'll have to work on some kind of cool graphic. I'll have to chase him down and see if we get something made up, because that would be a lot of fun.
Bob says that my step counter on my wrist, I would be it would only be 2 inches at a time.
Oh my God. I didn't know that's what he meant. Oh.
Short stroking.
Jeez.
Thank God you guys love me. Thank God you guys. I'd hate to see if you guys hated me.
Jesus.
If you weren't my fans. For fuck's sake.
Oh my goodness. Holy cow. Well, we'd love to play voicemails, but none of y'all left us.
Yeah, any. Again, with the voicemails.
Come on, guys. Send us a joke. Send us
something.
A joke.
Listen, if you don't want to send us anything, don't send us. I'm not begging. Fuck it. I'm not going to beg.
We're begging. Come on.
All right.
Come on.
Well,
do it like John.
I want to thank everybody for showing up at the live. We do this every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Is Detroit Eastern or Central Time? Because Weekly says,
I was
told this starts at 7. And we did start at 7, so I don't know what he's talking about. Maybe his watch is on upside down, that drunken bastard. That
right, 856-477-1935.
That's the phone number.
It's I just dropped it in the chat.
It's in the show notes. If you're listening to this as a podcast, give us a call. Let us know what you think about our stories. And, hey, listen, if you disagree with me, tell me. I'll play it. You know me. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, tell them what a dopey is.
All right. One of the things I want to play us out with is the Joe Biden. God, you with
uh-oh.
Your fat,
maybe.
Lazy, dirty dick beaters.
You and your dirty dick beaters.
I want to play us out with the Joe Biden rap. Everybody ready?
Was this? Yep. Thank you, Dean, for sending that in.
Yeah, Dean sent this to us.
It's your boy, Joe Rogan. I mean, Joe Biden. Joe Namath. Barack Ojama's VP. And this is my new song. Corn Pop was a bad dude. Me and Hunter got matching tattoos. When we got money from Ukraine gas companies, they paid in cash too. I was the first man to land on the moon. I invented the fork and spoon. The leader of a whole damn platoon. I helped Michael Jackson write his tunes. I was there at George Washington's birth. And when Peter invented the church, I taught Kelly Slater to surf. I'm the greatest president on earth. I was there when Abe Lincoln was shot. Me and Bob Norley smoked pot. Used to be a fireman and cop. I was there when 50 Cent was shot. Kids rubbed the hair on my legs. I'm the one who got out of debt. Robert Byrd was my good friend. Eulogized him when he was dead. Yeah, he was in the KKK. Who cares? Just vote Dem. You ain't black if you don't vote for me. Yeah, that's actually what I said. I was arrested during civil rights. Never mind, I was with the whites. I used to drive an 18-wheeler. I taught Mike Tyson how to fight. Three-letter word, J-O-B-S. No time for your BS. Check my face, I always seem stressed. I need a break, is it recess? Why are stairs so hard to climb? Like Logan Paul and KSI, I'm in my prime. High res, help me write these rhymes. 2 p.m., it's my nap time. You're a dog-faced lion pony soldier. Come on, man, let me sniff your kid. Whoops, I already did. If you don't vote for me, you're so mid. I went to an all-black college. Top of my class, I have knowledge. I'm so Polish, I'm mean polished. I used to work at the Olive Garden. I can relate to the people of Maui. How can I make this thing about me? My garage burnt down. Almost lost my wife, my Corvette and Audi. Four tins are just as bright as whites. Come on, man, Uncle Joe is right. I'm Honest Abe, I never lie. Me and Taylor Swift are really tight. I'll lead a strategy mobilizing true international of Russia. So if you want Biden 2026, vote for me this September. You're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier. Come on, man, you're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier. Come on, man, you're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier. Come on, man, you're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier. Come on, man, come on.
I have a question to ask. Have you received anything lately?
Where?
Maybe through mail?
My mailbox?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know because I don't check my mailbox. I call that the bad news box. No, I have not. I'll have to double check. Why? Okay. Somebody send me something?
I don't know.
You don't know?
You may need to just check the mailbox.
I'll need to check my mailbox? Okay. Yes. Now I'm afraid. I'll send a Jimmy out to get my mail in case it blows up.
It's a glitter bomb.
Hey, Jimmy, can you go get my mail?
I would love to send you one of those potatoes. Just
God damn, poor Jimmy.
Jimmy would just come in with his hair all burned. Like, something's wrong with your mailbox. Gotta get that checked out.
John Domingo's got his own fucking problems.
Yes, he
sure
does.
Fucking does. You are right, Mike.
All right, everybody. Thanks again for hanging in there with us. We'll be back
so much
here
fun
next Thursday.
Yeah.
Same time, same place.
We're trying to figure out Sundays because I have a few Sundays that are just a shitstorm.
Let's get Thursdays straightened out first.
We're getting there.
Then we'll do. Yes.
But we're going to Discord.
Like my mouth, my mailbox is stuffed. Absolutely, Sparky Toaster. Like my pickle. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
See you in Discord. Good night, everyone.